Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last time on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
If you were to be like, hey, what's the weather going to be like today? Evil.
The Shattering burst into this caravan and took Jacqueline.
How do we get to the place that the Shattering is with Jill and Jacqueline?
There is a giant black void in the sky with tendrils coming out of it up on the mountain.
I don't think we should be seen at Paradox.
I remember old stories of vehicles like this. They would often sell health products that were in no way effective.
How about Blathoxel's Tickle Tonic?
Why are people asking for this fictitious product?
What if we distill the fairy cakes into liquid form and put them in bottles?
Okay, Bull, we are on a tight deadline.
Whoa! This is good stuff!
Excellent. Yeah. And we're just distilling the most potent parts of it?
Madam, here's some Tickle Tonic.
Finally!
She begins to grow in size and transform into a giant...
angry octopus.
That was Blathoxel's Tickle Tonic! We shan't be back this way again!
It's approaching dusk, and a bright orange caravan is working its way westward on the road, just a short ways out of Paradox. On top of the caravan, with her legs hanging over the edge just behind the driver's, is Darcy. Blatt is driving the caravan with his feet, and Egerton is sitting beside him. And they are talking about how long it took them to hit the road out of Paradox.
I just got to think that there's a way that you could turn, like just maybe three times, and go the other direction. But I guess if, you know, 27 is really your lucky number, who am I to judge?
I'm sorry, have you ever driven one of these contraptions before?
Well, what I'm saying is I've experienced...
Not here to yes.
Technically, no.
Not here to confirmation.
But I was kind of manager, right? General manager, same thing.
Of caravans?
Well, of the adventuring group.
That did not have a caravan.
Well, no. So
really, on your resume, the word caravan has a zero beside it.
Actually, on my resume, the word caravan shows up six times.
What does this lever do? What does it do? What's this lever do?
Let's find out.
No, wait!
Roll 2d6.
2d6. That is a six.
Music begins to play and lights begin to pop out of every aspect, side, top, front, spinning disco ball comes up on an arm, and the entire caravan begins to undulate with lights and effects as music blares out into the night.
What did you do? That disco ball almost took me right off the side.
What?
What did you do?
Happy Boltius Day!
Long live Boltius!
Long live Boltius!
I don't think this is Boltius Day!
Well, technically, no, because he won't be born for a millennia, but hey!
Will you just focus on driving?
Oh, sorry. Oh, my goodness, a tree!
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Marissa King, and Carter Siddle. Episode 31, Breaking Blatt.
Darcy, as the caravan swerves and rocks back and forth as you narrowly miss a tree, something catches your eye from the darkness of the sky. It's starting to get dark, but with the sun setting, you can still see a bit of the top of Mount Zerma, and something is coming out of one of the tendrils of the dark spinning cloud and seems to be circling down and towards your position.
Hey, does anyone else see that?
What?
Up there, towards the mountain. Do you see anything?
Well, I see a lot of colorful lights. Where are all these lights coming from, anyway?
But just turn the... Press whatever you pressed again.
Okay, I'll pull the lever again.
And all the lights go back in, shut down. The music slowly comes to a halt as now in the darkness, you're all blinking, your eyes adjusting.
Okay, there. Oh, give me a minute. Okay, there. Look up towards the top of the mountain. Do you see something?
You mean the giant black thing with all the tendrils?
Yes, and then something getting closer to us, near, coming from the tendrils?
Oh, yeah, I've been noticing that for a little while now. In my mind, I've been referring to it as Stabby the Evil Cloud.
What? Why didn't you say anything?
Well, we're... been driving towards this evil cloud for quite some time now.
Well, it looks like Stabby the Evil Cloud is getting closer at an alarming rate.
Well, I thought that was because we were moving the caravan towards it.
Do you think they're going to try and stab us? Is that why you named it Stabby?
Well, it has tendrils, so I figure it's possible, but perhaps not likely. They might use it to wrap around us, possibly to squeeze the very life out of us.
Asphyxiation is probably preferable to Stabby.
It strikes me that the shattering isn't going to want us to get to where the shattering is. So maybe something's being sent out to take care of us. Maybe we better prepare ourselves. Snagel!
Oh, Snagel's inside the caravan, Darcy!
Snagel, does this caravan have a battle mode? Battle van mode?
What?
Can this caravan defend itself against attack?
Why are you shouting, Darcy?
Because you were in the caravan,
Snagel. Oh, yes, I was.
And you're not very good at coming when I call.
Oh, sorry, Darcy. Oh, does his evil ship need something?
Yes. I need you to, put a label on this lever here and call it, I don't know, Party Down?
The Fiesta Button!
Ah, yes, very good. That's a better name, the Fiesta Button. Now, is there another button or lever here that perhaps allows us to fight evil?
Oh, no, not really.
Defend us from evil.
Oh, we can flush all the toilets again.
That is helpful, but I don't know if that'll get us out of every situation.
Oh.
Is there anything that, like, throws up some armor plating or something like that?
No, but I have lots of places on the caravan I left for being able to drill in so we could get some armor and drill it all over and make us, like, bigger caravan. Oh, and put, a thing on the front in a triangle so we could pick up speed and bash in a door.
Oh, that all sounds very good. Do you think we can find any of those things going up the side of this mountain?
I don't know. Maybe there's an armor or steel plating store on the way.
I'm guessing it's going to be grass and rocks until we finally get to the very top where the big evil cloud is going to do something to us. You're right, this is a very depressing conversation. I'm hitting the Fiesta button again. It is fun, I must admit. Oh, happy St. Baltius Day.
Long live Baltius!
Long live Baltius!
Darcy, you catch something in the darkness that had passed over you. Suddenly, with basically the caravan being so lit up, you sense it turning and banking back towards you.
Okay, yeah, there is definitely something or someone tracking us and maybe sending us into big lighting mode wasn't the greatest idea, Blatt.
Margaritas?
Oh, thank you. No, excellent.
No margaritas. Everyone, don't drink those. We have to stay focused.
I'm focused.
Be under attack. Look up at that thing up there.
What? I can't see anything without the lights.
Turn off the fiesta mode.
Fine.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh, wow. It's really dark now.
Snagel, could you take off the hat, please? Yeah. It's very big and very distracting.
Okay.
Leave out the margarita mix.
Okay, here you go.
Thanks.
Do you see that shadow? It just went over us again.
Are there any tactical weapons aboard?
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. I just got to move over. Blatt has a thing. It's called a bazooka. His evil ship can make it appear at any time.
But are there any Blattivan-inspired, mounted weapons?
No, I spend most of my time on the Fiesta mode.
Yeah, I think that was probably the best choice.
Thank you.
It brought a lot of joy to all of us.
All right. So apparently in this little situation, I am a mounted weapon. Eggsy, take the pedals. Oh. I'll climb up on top and I'll see if I can chase this thing away.
Okay, and I'll just sit over here and...
Now, left on the left, the right on the right.
Okay, so what about the middle one?
There's a middle one?
Right there.
I'm sorry. That was just some of the food wrappings. I've been driving for quite some time.
You had food and you didn't share?
Have you ever had food that you didn't share?
Share it with myself.
It's not quite sharing, is it?
Okay, that got really close. That got Did you see it?
All right, everyone just stay inside here. We'll see if it does anything. If it does, I'll fire at it.
All right, I'm going in. I'm going in then.
I guess I'll stay out here exposed and driving the Blattivan. Thanks, everyone.
Sounds good.
Oh, I'll stay with you, Eggsy.
Oh, thanks, Sneagle.
And Blatt tries to steady himself on top of the caravan and calls his bazooka.
You sense a shape pass really close over the caravan and spin around in quite a tight, beautiful maneuver and land on the road somewhere ahead of you in the distance.
Oh, Eggsy! Eggsy!
Yeah, yeah.
Stop! Stop the caravan!
Ernie, hold!
Woo-hoo! Oh.
I never understood why he doesn't fly more.
I know.
It's nice to see him being who he is.
Oh, his beaver ship's the best.
Mm-hmm.
His shirt didn't have holes for my wings.
Ah. Darcy, you feel the caravan come to a sudden screeching halt.
Yeah. And I stick my head out a window. What? What's going on? What's happening?
Oh, huh? We lost Blatt.
Wait. And I open a door of the caravan and I step out onto the road. Blatt, what are you doing up there? That is not a good tactical position.
Being outside the caravan's an even worse tactical position. Stabby's here.
Footsteps hit the ground with a resounding boom sound as a giant figure emerges out of the darkness in front of you, Blatt. Fully clad in armor. The armor comes to a stop about 10 or 12 feet in front of Blatt. And as you look up, you see fully gleaming gold armor all the way up to a chest plate and a helm with a closed visor. And one hand lifts up and lifts the visor. And you are looking at a small face inside a very large suit of armor. And it is the face of Jacqueline, except their eyes are pure black.
Oh, Jacqueline, that outfit of yours certainly looks expensive. So are you standing on top of Jill inside that thing? Jacqueline?
You must not reach the mount.
Right. Tell you what,
We won't go a step further if you simply get into the caravan and go with us back towards Paradox.
You're right. You won't be going a step further.
And an arm reaches up over their back as Jacqueline, or whatever they are at the moment, draws a 7-foot-long giant broadsword.
Oh, they always want to fight. And Blatt aims his bazooka at the broadsword.
They are 12 feet away.
Blatt fires.
Roll for volley.
7, so that's an 8.
The missile immediately leaves the chamber, hits the broadsword right off, but it's actually too close for the missile to actually have triggered, and it is not armed. And so the sword goes spinning out of Jacqueline's hand, the missile tumbling head over heels after it, and then explodes in the distance, causing no harm to either of you, as Jacqueline's face contorts into a strange smile.
Ah, now you don't have a sword, but I have a metal tube.
And that's when Jacqueline's eyes shoot beams of dark light right into Blatt.
Oh, didn't expect that.
Blatt, can someone roll for me 1d6?
5.
Oh. You take 5 damage, searing darkness pouring into your chest.
No, Jacqueline!
So all of you see this happening. You see these beams of darkness strike into Blatt and actually cause him to stumble backwards, even though he was already kneeling on the ground.
That does not look good. I don't think that is positive. I think it could be even a bad thing.
Your evil ship!
And Snagel launches into the air, flying straight at the giant Jacqueline, whipping his tail around to strike Jacqueline in the open visor, or to attempt to. Can someone roll hack and slash for Snagel?
8.
So you hear a roar from Jacqueline and a yelp from Snagel as the visor snaps down and Jacqueline stumbles back, shaking their head back and forth, and Snagel spins off into the darkness.
Wait, stop! What if Jacqueline gets hurt? We can't hurt Jacqueline!
Oh, yes, we mustn't hurt Jacqueline. Poor sweet Jacqueline.
The Shatterings, using them for their own nefarious purposes. Stop, Jacqueline!
And I cast Hold Person.
Okay, read it.
Which is choose a person you can see. Until you cast a spell or leave their presence, they cannot act except to speak. This effect ends immediately if the target takes damage from any source. So I do have to roll for spell.
Okay.
Roll plus wisdom. Okay, so. Okay, it's a 9, and I have 3 wisdom, so that's 12.
Ooh.
So the spell is successfully cast, and your deity does not revoke the spell, so you may cast it again.
The giant armored Jacqueline freezes suddenly, and you hear a gurgled groan, like a stark scream from inside the helm. But the figure is no longer moving.
Okay, huddle around, everyone. Blatt, can you get up?
I've ruined yet another shirt. And this tie has seen better days as well.
Blatt, do you want a fairy cake?
No, no fairy cakes. We don't have time for that.
Okay.
We need to figure out if we should get Jacqueline out of this armor in case anything worse happens to them, or if we just leave them here and go round them to try and get up to the mountain.
Snagel comes stumbling back, holding the end of his tail.
I don't know if they could break out. We could put them with Moira.
Wait. Did you say put them with Moira?
Yeah.
Where, what? But Moira, where?
Snagel, where is Moira?
In the caravan.
What do you mean?
Moira's in the... What? What?
I've been driving around with my old boss this entire time?
Yeah, the red door with the little spiral on it, on the left.
I thought that was the bathroom.
No, don't go in there for the bathroom.
Stegel, and this is a very important question.
Yeah.
Stegel, is Moira a willing occupant of that red door or not?
Well, she was sort of willing when I let her in there.
And then you locked her in, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Is she angry at us?
Oh, I think she might be a little angry at Snaggle right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, other than the captivity, the hostage thing, like if we just gloss over that.
Yeah.
How mad on a scale of Blatt seeing you wearing his clothes
uh-huh.
to Darcy seeing Blatt wearing her clothes
uh-huh.
is Moira?
At Snaggle?
I say at the party as a whole.
Oh, Snaggle's part of the party now?
But you were always part of the party.
You never let Snaggle go with you on any adventures.
Well, that's because we needed you to hold down the fort.
Oh, I did, and I saved all the doors I could find.
I'm going to make you lieutenant of Bladivan Maintenance.
Huh.
Congratulations, Snaggle. Field promotion.
Thank you, sir.
Now, is it angry or not angry? We haven't established this.
Which angry? Because it was angry as you put me wearing your shirt. That was pretty angry. Or you wearing Darcy's shirt.
Stegel, I don't think that's there's very a difference between what I was willing to do. You see, pretending to be a con man is a bit different than kidnapping someone.
Oh, she's pretty angry.
I can only hold this spell for so long. What are we going to do with Jacqueline?
Simple. We're going to get Jacqueline out of this armor because they're practically unstoppable with it.
What if we just walk up and, like, take off the helm?
All right. Take off the helm.
Okay.
Egerton walks up to their knee.
I bang on their leg and hear the hollow echoing. Well, I don't. It's a little high. Could I get a boost?
All right, Eggsy.
All right, it's the old 1-2 whoop.
Watch out! That helm has quite a bite.
Oh, okay. Okay, ready? And I'm just gonna climb up onto your hand. And, all right, okay. 1-2 Whee!
All righty, up there.
Okay. Whoa, okay, this is kind of high. This is kind of high.
I just unscrew it and toss it off.
No, it's wait. Okay, it's a little close to the edge.
Let me.
I'm gonna turn around.
No.
I can't look down.
Steady yourself on the shoulders.
Okay, I'm holding
steady,
it. Okay.
Steady. Now,
what if I twist?
Twist. Okay.
Like a screw and just twist. Yeah.
The cobweb.
Well, it's backwards now. What if I keep going? And okay. And it falls off the top of the suit.
Darcy, couldn't a bat just have flown up there?
Yes, I was thinking that, but sometimes I just like to watch what they're going to do.
Oh, okay.
All right, do you see any seams or hinges or something? Can we get the breastplate or the back off or something?
Okay, let's take over. Here,
Jacqueline's eyes are boring into you, and they are just pools of swirling darkness.
And I pat Jacqueline on the head. And say, okay, I think I can actually fit in the suit because this neck hole is really wide.
Wait, you're going to climb in?
Yeah, okay, it's fine. I'll be right back. And Egerton disappears into the suit with a clang.
I really hope no one drives past us right now.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers.
Hey everyone, Sean here, and we made it to the mid-roll. Yes, and I'm told we actually have a mid-roll today, a special scene for you all. But before we get to that, I want to thank some people, as I always want to do. First of all, we have two awesome new Patreon supporters, so I want to give them both a shout-out. So first to Kira Apple, thank you, thank you, thank you, and to Ben and Leah Meanwell. I know you mean well, because it's in your name. Thank you guys so much. And I want to keep working through the oldies, but the goodies. I still don't have a good name for that. So let's give a giant shout of love out to some people who have been with us for such a long time and never gotten a shout out till now. Michelle Seelander, Danny Autumns, Andrea Davis, Trenton Lundquist, and Gabby Halligan. I hope I said all those names right. Thank you all so much. This is so awesome to have you with us on this journey. And now I want to give a short shout out to one of our shows. You may have heard it already, or you may not have. It's called Civilized. It is a dark comedy sci-fi show that is completely comedy improvised. And we've gotten some amazing testimonials from people like Sarah Rhea Warner, Girl in Space, and Eric Saris, creator of Marsfall, and others. So many great quotes. You can see those on our website at civilizedpod.com. That's it. Let's get you to the midroll.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have like a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Blefoxel's Tickle Tonic! Life got you down? Have you developed one of this area's many thousand different forms of unhealthiness?
I have!
Then Blefoxel's Tickle Tonic is the cure for you!
How is that?
Simple! Just take this tonic, don't ask any questions, and whatever's bothering you will disappear.
I have some questions.
And if it doesn't disappear, that's your fault! That's right, Blefoxel's Tickle Tonic.
Possible side effects include cannibalism, nose turning blue, and getting turned into a giant octopus.
Want some tonic, kids? Go to OtherBothers.com.
What's Eggsy gonna do from inside the suit?
Well, I'm hoping just unscrewing the armor and letting it all just fall into several pieces. Or, more than likely, he'll just get stuck in there and we'll just have to drag both of them in the armor inside Moira's room.
Maybe you should fly up there, Blat, and see if you can help open the armor from the outside.
Fine. I'll get undressed. Like I always do.
Can I help?
Okay, you're a little bit too excited about this. I'm going to need you to turn around, Impy.
Okay.
And Blat.
I'm not peeking!
Flings off the tie, unbuttons the shirt, tosses it on the ground, and unfurls his wings. And then flies up to the top of the now headless suit of armor. All right, what do we got here?
Blat! Blat! There were like some petals that Jacqueline's standing on, but I think I undid the strap. So try try grabbing Jacqueline by the shoulders and pulling them up.
All right. Blatt sticks his arm down the neck hole, grabs onto the scruff of Jacqueline's neck, and begins yanking up.
And that is when the suit of armor begins to walk.
We're automated. What? It's an automaton.
I pulled the lever.
You're pulling the lever. Quit pulling the lever. Are you still pulling the lever?
Yeah, I'm still pulling the lever.
We're walking around drunkenly. Oh my God.
Okay. What if I push that one
forward? And now it begins to spin in a tight circle.
And I'm going to pull this one back instead.
No.
The arm punches forward.
Now we have neurological problems. Like my Uncle Harold. No, you have to try and slow this thing down.
Okay. Here, there's like a nozzly gauge thing. I'm gonna twist that.
And the whole thing crumples to the ground on its knees. A dark liquid is pouring out from the joints onto the ground and spreading outward, and everything it touches begins to wilt and die.
Oh.
What? What's happening?
Eggsy, get out of the suit.
Okay, get
out of the suit.
Get Jacqueline.
I'm pulling. All right. I'm yanking.
Okay, well, I'm holding onto their legs.
All right. Everybody, we're going to come out like one giant wet noodle, okay?
One.
A two, and a three. All right.
Okay, let's roll me a strength check. Blatt.
The good news is Blatt isn't very strong.
And Egerton's light as a feather.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, that's an 11.
Mm.
Blatt launches into the air, pulling a immobile Jacqueline with an Egerton barely managing to cling to Jacqueline's feet. Let's roll Defy Danger, Egerton.
6.
And with a scream, Egerton begins falling as Blatt brings Jacqueline higher.
Eggsy, stay on top of the armor. Don't let the black stuff touch you.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to drop Jacqueline off on top of the caravan, then I'll come back for you.
Egerton, you look down and you are standing in a pool of it inside the suit.
There may be a small problem.
No, this is a good plan. This is a fine plan. I'm already there. Jacqueline is on the roof of the caravan. Now I come back for you. It's fine.
A coldness is spreading up your body, Egerton.
I've got some concerns about the goo.
That's all right. I'm here. Okay, so just grab my hands. Grab my hands. I'll yank you up.
It's time for you to come in.
What? Come into where?
Come on, Blatt. I have to show you something in here.
No, you sound different. Why did you get sexy all of a sudden?
This is how I've always sounded. You're just seeing me for who I really am now.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Come on, Blatt. I have a fairy cake with your name on it.
No, that just sounds nasty. So, I'm just gonna fly back to the caravan for a second. You play with the armor bits, okay?
I'll be there soon, Blatt.
Okay, that's not terrifying at all.
Blatt, what's happening? Why aren't you getting Egerton?
Oh, well, here's the thing. You refused to do anything, so now Egerton's evil. But we got Jacqueline. Hooray!
I refused to do anything. I held off Jacqueline so we weren't all killed.
Don't get her angry. She has to stay focused on Jacqueline.
Oh, Lord. Well, look. He stepped in the black, stabby cloud goo, and now he's evil.
What? The Shattering God Egerton?
Look, everybody gets a turn at being evil, and it was just Egerton's number was called.
Okay, wait. Okay, we have to get Jacqueline into the Moira room. That's the first order of business, because I can't hold this spell any longer. Sneagle, how do we get Jacqueline in there?
We just carry them in.
Okay, well, let's do that. Blatt, let's help me.
All right.
And I climb up on top of the caravan.
Should we bring Eggsy too and put him in?
We're going to hold off on letting Eggsy in for the moment. All right, here's Jacqueline. Take Jacqueline.
Oh, we're going to wake.
All right. So just carry Jacqueline to this room and I'll go talk to Eggsy.
I'll get the door.
Okay, wait, Sniggle. How do we know that Moira is not going to burst out when you open this door?
Oh, good point.
And so he There's a little square in the door that has an eye hole. He pulls it to the side, jumps up a little, and goes, "Oh, she's still tied up."
Okay. Well, I guess she's really not happy.
I'm going to wait out here because she doesn't like me right now.
Okay.
I'll open the door.
That's right. And then I'm just going to shove Jacqueline in. Ready? And in. Close the door. Close the door.
You see Moira thrashing in a chair when she catches sight of you.
Hi, Moira. Still working on stopping the end of time. We'll check in later. Okay, bye-bye. Bye. Close the door.
Oh, yeah, she didn't seem too happy.
Okay, let's get back outside. We got to deal with Egerton. So
okay.
I climb back outside the caravan to see what Blatt's up to.
You come back outside, and you see Eggsy is now floating above the suit of armor in the air with blackness all around him and talking with Blatt.
Okay, Eggsy, we all know how this works. The metal tube goes boom. If you get any closer, I'm going to have to pull the trigger.
You can try pulling the trigger, but you will never stop what is destined to be.
You know, I don't care for you this way. So just stay on that side of the armor. If you get any closer, I'm going to have to make with the kaboom.
You would shoot at Egerton?
I'm stalling for time.
Oh, so you aren't really going to shoot at him?
Don't say that out loud.
Oh, sorry.
This time you're stalling for, what's it going to get us?
It's going to get someone else to come out here to have a better idea if they have it.
We're all out here, and we don't have any good ideas.
All right. Go inside and get some of those chemically infused fairy cake goo that we had from yesterday.
And that's when an explosion rocks the caravan, and a side of the caravan blows outward, showing a giant gaping hole in what's left of the kitchen.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was trying to keep it all together.
Oh, it's the mixing bowl.
Oh, I see. We left an explosive substance in the care of an inanimate object. That probably wasn't a good move.
Grillo, awesome trippy high, dude.
Wait. Hand me the mixing bowl.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm coming.
Eggsy, look who I've got.
Eggsy, bro!
Now, you wouldn't do anything to your old pal,
Mixing bowl, dude?
Mixing bowl, dude?
I don't understand.
I've got mixing bowl, dude. Mixing bowl, dude, is your good dude.
Oh, right, I get what you're doing, bro. No, don't hurt me! Oh, no, help! No!
No, I wasn't threatening. No, I'm not threatening the mixing bowl. I'm not. What are you doing? I'm not threatening the mixing bowl. Mixing bowl is my dude as well.
No, I thought, like, you know, you like.
Would you shut up, you stupid inanimate object?
I might be a little high, bro. I'm
just
trying.
You're high all the time!
I'll just crush you both.
Oh, Lord. Don't trust a bowl in combat.
Dawn is slowly rising. The caravan is creakily moving its way now around the bend, heading northward along the western bank. The right side of the caravan has a gaping hole in it, and riding on top of the caravan is Blatt, and tied up and gagged and trailing the caravan slightly, floating in the air and tethered by a rope, is Eggsy.
All right, I know this still isn't ideal. Egerton's evil, but just listen to the silence.
What's that, Blatt? Did you want something?
No. I forgot that there's another chatty Cathy in the party.
I think I found some food still in the kitchen that wasn't destroyed, but...
Good. Do we have anything that might potentially un-dark side Egerton?
Oh, I don't know. I did find some pieces of fairy cake, though. Here you go.
Well... We don't quite know what the properties are for this new weird fairy cake goo. It did turn an old lady into an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
But possibly it might be able to do something to Egerton that might be good?
Wait, we're risking octopus juice on evil Egerton?
He's already evil. How much worse can he get?
Oh, he could be an evil cephalopod. How about that?
Very good use of high vocabulary. Kudos.
Thank you. I'm good under pressure. Now listen. Maybe, and I know he's our friend, but maybe we should just let Egerton hang out up there for a little while. Sometimes the shattering goes away. Remember when it took me over? It was temporary.
What if we wash the black goo off his boots?
Snagel, you're remarkably smart these days. That's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
we just think this is simply a laundry problem?
Well, maybe Snagel's right. Maybe it's the properties of the goo that's clinging to Egerton that are making him evil.
All right, well, I'll keep driving. If Snagel, you want to float back there and take a scrub brush to his shoes, go
okay.
Right ahead.
I'll just get my strength up by popping one of these fairy cakes.
Well, why not?
It's a 10. Well, no, 9 for you. It's a 9 for you.
So Snagel is...
feeling lamorous.
Oh, whoa, these fairy cakes are really good. Oh, you're evil, Shep.
That's right, so let's get back there and start with the boot scrubbing.
Oh, you want me to scrub your boots?
No, not my boots. Egerton's boots.
Let me. Oh, look, your boots are so beautiful.
What are you doing with my
face? What are you doing, Snagel?
Yes.
Hey,
oh, yes,
Snagel.
Kicking me.
No.
Oh, kicking
no,
me.
I want to kick you, but you seem to like it. Darcy, get the foot lamp off of me.
Cut to 8 minutes later.
Oh, was that good for you?
No, it absolutely was not!
Sorry, Oh, I was supposed to be doing something.
Yes, you're supposed to scrub evil off of our compatriots!
We'll sing the friend song later.
Oh, God, get off!
Okay, I'm gonna go. Oh, look, Darcy's finished taking the gunk off the boots.
I needed to get away from what was happening down here.
Oh, thank you for leaving me alone.
I think I got most of it off.
So is he evil?
I don't know. Let's take a look. Egerton?
I think he's still gagged.
What do the eyes look like? Can you see at this angle?
Oh, his evil ship's eyes are just beautiful.
No,
and
not
dark
me.
Green.
Oh.
Egerton's eyes. Can anyone tell? All right.
He's looking a little funny.
Maybe cleaning off the goo, you know, still has some residual effects. I guess we could try taking the gag off. What do you think?
He'll only say things that disturb you, but other than that, it's probably not so bad.
All right, well, you've either got to fly up or we got to reel him in to take that gag off.
Oh, yes, I forgot. The one with the wings has to do everything. All right. Snagel, man the pedals. You can see over, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
And Snagel goes fully down on the pedals.
Oh, well, just try to keep it on a slight curve so we don't fall off the mountain.
Okay.
So Blatt flies back to where Egerton is still tied to the back of the caravan, floating.
All right, Eggsy. I'm going to take off this gag, and you're just going to say the first thing that comes to your mind, all right? And speak!
I'm so happy that you and Snagel are finally together.
Oh, God, that's both the best and the worst thing you could have possibly said.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, with your Game Master Sean Howard, and players Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and Michael Howey. Dialogue editing by Michael Howey. Transcription by Michael Howey and Marisa King. Additional material and sound design by Eli McAlee. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers David Friedenberg, Kim Bellinger, Ryan Cushman, and Evelyn Jones. If you like the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
Fully clad in armor, and each, is it a gauntlet? What's a foot? Not a gauntlet. Boot. I don't know. Is there a better armor name for a foot boot? Okay.
Foot boot.
A foot boot.
As opposed to one of those penis boots.
Each foot boot hits the ground.
Oh, and don't then... say foot boot.
A Fable and Folly production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
My friend Shayna was like, just so you know, everyone in the Villainous League is coming to kill you. And I was like, oh boy.
Imagine NPR in the MCU. The Daily Planet's style desk. Car talk for jetpacks.
It's these American supers.
100% invisible.
The speech bubble.
It's sequential.
The utility belt.
Superhuman Public Radio is a fiction podcast telling the hilarious and heartbreaking stories of people in a superpowered world.
I thought I was going to die.
An invisible car in Chicago?
Are we supervillains?
These are the stories that fall between the panels of comic books.
I think they knew that I didn't mean to do that to Arizona.
Wasabi!
Oh my god, quantum!
He could kill himself!
Kid, I feel like you're not giving this problem your all.
No. But yes, I guess most people would call them a death squad.
Ta-da. Superhuman Public Radio. Superhuman stories.
The only limits are your imagination, and I have a wild imagination.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is SPR.
Name the supervillain, and we've done the gig. But these Wall Street types that lackey answers to, yikes.